Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we're spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we're here to dish it all out. Just a heads up, spoilers are on the menu, so listen at your own risk.
Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan, and on today we're talking about The Amazing Race, Season 36, Episode 8. In this episode, teams are now in Bridgetown, Barbados. It is raining, and the teams are in vehicles that are like, I don't know if you guys remember this old type of car. It's called a tracker. It's like a Jeep, but way shittier. Yeah. So they're basically in these trackers, and they're uncovered, and everyone's getting soaking wet. The vehicles do have covers. You just have to stop and put them on. And while Rihanna is not in this episode, her birth home is featured, and that's where teams have to race to go get their clue.
Yay!
Yay! So, first day in Barbados, and it's pouring. That would suck, dude.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into it, Jeannie.
I'm so excited.
In the beginning of this season, the boyfriends were not helping teams at all. Like, they're actually kind of cold.
Yeah.
Have you noticed now that it's getting tighter, they're more willing to help people out?
This seems so backwards.
I
was so surprised to see them. They were trying to work with Team Walla Walla.
Strong team.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, well, maybe they've just been so far ahead of everyone that they haven't really had the opportunity to help someone. But I can't forget when Team Yellow tried to get their help and they blew them off. Yeah. And that was in like episode one or two. So yeah, I was surprised to see that they're willing to help now that it's getting down to the wire.
Yeah, you're going to help the strong team, but you're not going to help the grandparents. Gosh.
Yeah. Were you surprised to see the boyfriend helping Team Walla Walla right out the gate?
I was totally surprised. I was so surprised because they haven't been helping anybody. And now that it's down to the nitty gritty, they want to lend a handout. Like,
yeah.
Weird.
So weird.
Weird. Were you surprised that Danny and his mom were having trouble this time with navigation? Like, Danny, for some weird reason, just forgot how to do stuff.
Yeah, like, did he fall and hit his head? What the hell happened? He went from a navigating genius to completely lost. And I was thinking that the whole time during this episode. What happened? I could not understand why he doesn't know where he's going all of a sudden.
What is going on?
Yeah. Were you surprised to see him struggling with the navigation?
Yes. Why are you struggling? Like, this doesn't seem... I don't know if this is stupid, but do you think that being on the opposite side of the road has to do with anything? Like, what's going on here? I do not get it.
I thought of that, but I was thinking, no, there's no way. But then I did hear some teams mentioning that there's no road signs. So I could see how that would be shitty.
So you're driving on the wrong side of the road and you have no road signs?
Yeah. I mean, I've never been to Barbados, so maybe that's why it seemed like a lot of people struggled with navigation.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they did.
Also, why in the world was no one putting the tops on their cars first in the pouring rain? It seems like they got in their cars and they're like, cool, let's go.
Obviously, it's because everybody is dumb.
Would you have stopped and put your top on first?
That would have been the first thing I would have wanted to do, is put the top on. If it's sprinkling, more than likely that means it's about to rain. So, yes, I would want the top on because I am not a good driver in the rain, and I would definitely not be a good driver in the rain on the opposite side of the road with no street signs in a place I've never been, and I'm getting rained on as well. Like, rain's literally getting in my face.
I know one of your pet peeves is splashings in your face. So, oh,
I hate when my face gets splashed with water. I'd be freaking out. That top would be up.
Yeah. And also, like you mentioned, they were driving on the other side of the road. Would you love that or hate that?
I would hate that. I think it would be so disorienting. Like, I would hate it. Would you love it?
Okay, so I've driven a right-hand drive vehicle before. It was like a mail truck or something. I don't remember. Ooh. And it was so freaking weird. So, yeah, I don't know if I would like that. It's harder than you would imagine.
I feel like it would be really difficult because your brain would keep telling you this is wrong. And you have to tell yourself, like, nope.
Nope.
All right. So our first detour in this episode is who wants to get into the swing of things? And it's basically tennis done in the streets. It's like tennis and ping pong put together. And teams have to score 11 points against the people who play this game daily. Jeanette, who would be doing this challenge?
Okay, well, I'm just going to let you know right out the gate that I am horrible at games that have balls. Ooh. I have zero hand-eye coordination, and I would be like the equivalent of Leticia's level. So if you're willing and you're better at the sort of thing, then this might be a better challenge for you. I don't know. So I'm going to ask you, who do you think should play this and why? Like, are you better at this?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm okay at beer pong.
Okay. Well, that's a good start.
But I'm not very good at ping pong. And I've never played tennis before. So I don't know if I'd be good at it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd excel, but like you said, I would give it a go.
Yeah, this might be another Rochambeau. We might be on equal playing fields with this, or I would say you might have a leg up on me because I'm really bad at balls. Like, just anything with balls.
I'm not sporty. Like, I'm not a sporty girl.
No sporty spices here.
Who do you think this tennis challenge was made for?
Obviously, it was totally meant for Angie on Team Walla Walla because this mom is literally a tennis coach. I feel like she's got the upper hand with this.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Who did you think it was meant for?
Angie, 100%. She not only plays tennis, but she teaches tennis, and her son's in tennis. This was absolutely 100% for Angie.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe this is just me, but did you notice how many times Danny said, "Mom," during the tennis challenge?
Not really, but you know what I did notice?
What?
I noticed Angie told him basically to shut up.
I would too. He literally said mom like 100 times.
Oh my God, so annoying. He's so annoying.
Doug and I were like keeping count and I lost count because it was just so many.
You guys should have taken shots.
Oh my God, we'd be dead. We wouldn't be talking. Okay? He said mom way too many times.
So this was a first that I've seen on The Amazing Race because I'm new. Danny and Angie lost their camera crew while they were traveling to Long Beach for one of their challenges. Did you know that if you lose your crew, you can't complete your challenge?
I did not know this.
I didn't know that either. And when they arrived on site, they had to wait for a long time, it seemed like, for their crew, like their camera crew that drives behind them, to find them.
Yeah, I think I heard them mention that it was like an hour and a half they had to wait.
That is so insane. And, you know, this isn't a question on here, but I was talking to Pete about it. And he was like, how... If, like, the crew, shouldn't the crew know where the teams are going. Like, why did it take the camera crew an extra hour and a half to get to the location?
I don't, maybe they went to Taco Bell. I don't know. They were hungry. Maybe they had to go to the bathroom. Maybe they were like trying to find Danny and Angie where they left off. I don't know. I can't think of another time this has happened on The Amazing Race. It might have, and I just don't remember, but I can't think of this ever happening before.
This is the first time I ever saw it.
So if you were them and you just lost your crew at a roundabout, would you have stopped and waited? Or would you have proceeded to the next stop?
No, I would have stopped and waited. Like, Danny kept telling his mom to go. Like, just keep going. Just keep going. And she was like, well, shouldn't we wait?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, 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 go. And I don't know. For me, I feel like I would have found a safe area to pull over and then radio my team. And what really was annoying was that Danny knew, because Danny said that they can't start the challenge without the crew. So why are you going? Why aren't you waiting for them?
Yeah.
It's like they were ignoring the rules.
He knew he couldn't lose his crew. He knew he couldn't start the challenge without them. Like,
and again, this was Danny's navigation.
Yeah, and they have walkie-talkies, but they have a range. So I'm sure they have to be within range to communicate. So I would have wanted to stay closer, not get further, so I could communicate.
Yeah, there was a lot of things. And did you notice they almost got into an accident? Because they weren't supposed to pull off that way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think they almost got into an accident. And when Danny is radioing for his crew and they're not responding back, that's an indicator right there. You've gone too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was screaming at my TV. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Big mistake. Huge.
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 So while Danny and his mom were driving, did you love the little conversation they had about Rihanna? And how does Danny and his mom know nothing about Rihanna? Does that make you like him more or less?
Of course it makes me like him less. Name a song, Danny. Proceeds to name not one song. Rude Boy, Diamonds, Work, Umbrella, Desperado. Like, losers.
We fell in love in a hopeless place.
Oh my God. Don't stop the music.
I mean, he was kind of making fun of his mom for not knowing who she was, but then he couldn't name a single song, so.
Oh my God, how disrespectful. The fact that he even got to go to her house.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Speaking of her house, did you love seeing Rihanna's childhood home?
Yes, it was so cute and colorful and tropical, and I want to see the inside of it, and I want to see the backyard.
I want to see the whole tour.
Me too. It was so colorful. I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it too.
And then she had her little, little tile Rihanna star.
Aww.
Yeah, I loved it.
Loved it.
Loved it.
No, I loved it.
No.
You hated it compared to how much I loved it.
So the next detour, this one sucked. The next detour was either building a fish pot out of like chicken wire and sticks and shit, or seaweed clearing, where you had to clean and clear one full barrel of seaweed off the beach. Which detour would you have chosen?
I really think I would have rather done the seaweed collecting right out the gate, because I know it's more physical and the sand would suck, but I mean, I'm a Florida girl. I know that seaweed is really fluffy and it's mostly lightish. I don't know. I feel like it would have just been better. And plus, those fish boxes look tedious and painful as hell.
Oh, yes, they did.
Mm-mm. So, Megan, which one would you have wanted to do?
I think they both looked really hard. But I, too, think I would have gone with the seaweed challenge. But then whenever I was watching Juan and Shane struggle, like they were struggling, it kind of changed my perspective, because I was like, gosh dang, like how hard is this? I feel like the hardest part would be pushing the wheelbarrow through the sand. It might have, no, it wouldn't have been easier. I say it might have been easier if they had like pulled their shirts out and started packing the seaweed like in their shirts and holding it like a fold.
I thought of that too.
And then going down to the beach, because that's, you don't have to push the wheelbarrow. It might have taken some more trips, but making the fish crate was time consuming.
Yeah.
Work hard or not? No, work smarter, not harder.
And did you see all the blood all over everyone?
Yes. Oh my God. I would have been fucking crying. Oh, my fingers.
Amber said hurting. Something about it felt like getting stuck by needles and like,
oh yeah, but she was totally fine with that. You're like, you're fine with that.
No, no, no.
God.
I hated it. I hated it.
Who do you think the fishing crate challenge was meant for?
I wrote down the pink team because Vinny said he grew up in the Philippines and that's what he did. They did a lot of fishing and fish building stuff and it's just like their thing. So
yep.
I feel like it was mostly meant for him. Who did you think it was meant for?
I put the same thing that it was for Vinny because like you said, grew up in the Philippines. He was making fish traps, crab traps. He said his dad like taught him how to pretty much make any type of trap for fishing. And that's cool. Like, that's cool. So I did feel like that challenge was meant for him. Were you surprised that only one team ended up picking the seaweed clearing challenge? Only the green team, only Shane and Juan picked it.
I really was. You know who I thought was going to pick it?
Who?
Rod and Leticia, because Rod is a very physical, like, his, did you see his arms are like giant muscles stacked on top of each other? I feel like Leticia could literally just sit there and watch and he could pull it off all by himself. Yeah,
Leticia could have helped like load the stuff in the barrel and load it out of the barrel, and Rod could have ran that barrel down the beach.
Yeah, so out of everyone, I was surprised that they didn't at least do it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Were you surprised to see the green team show up like pretty much almost last, do the seaweed challenge, and then skip five teams? They passed five teams by doing the seaweed challenge.
They went from last to second, I believe. I thought that they made the right call. They made the right call. They're like,
for real.
We know this is going to suck, but let's do this. And it was, it worked for them because that was, that just goes to show that it's anybody's race. Anything can happen. I love when shit like that happens.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of the Navy Blue team, the firefighters. They would show up last and skip heaps of teams.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh, though. Can we go back to Rod and Leticia real quick?
Yeah.
Dude. Were you screaming at your TV when they kept going back for checks and they were missing the corner supports? Like all four corners of this cage needed the wooden supports and they kept going back and checking without them.
Yes, I was absolutely screaming. And I mean, I will say, good for them, because that fish trap still seemed very sturdy.
So sturdy.
Even though it was missing all four of its corners, that judge was like leaning and shaking it and it was solid. So, I mean, good job building a half-ass sturdy fish trap because it held up. But yeah, I felt like that was so obvious. Were you screaming at your TV?
Yes. Why? Okay. They gave you all these pieces. Why do you think you wouldn't need them all? Also, like, you have the visual right there in front of you. Connect the pieces. I was getting really annoyed because they wasted a lot of time.
I feel like they should have done the seaweed challenge.
They really should have done the seaweed challenge because honestly, had they done the seaweed challenge, I think there's a possibility they could have hit first place again.
Yeah, they could have shot to the front for sure.
But instead, they were second to last.
It's too close.
Oh my gosh. And I don't even have this in my notes. I don't even think we talk about this, but how crazy was it whenever their vehicle got stuck?
Oh My gosh, that I thought was going to be the end of them.
Me too. I was sitting there like, oh my gosh, you're going to go home because your car is stuck in the grass. And they were lost. They went the wrong way and their car was stuck.
Thank God for Rod's ginormous muscles. Thank because without them, him just like pushing that car out, they would not have made it.
Yeah, because seriously, the car could have dug deeper.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. That was crazy. That had my blood pumping.
I was like, oh no, this is how they go out.
Yeah, yeah, I really thought it was going to be them. At that moment right there, in that moment in time, I was like, oh my God, you're going home. They didn't. Yeah. They didn't. Would you be crying if you were doing the fish trap and your fingers were all bloody and getting poked?
I mean, I don't cry, so absolutely not. Oh my God. But
you're right.
I would have been probably whining a lot and complaining a lot for freaking sure. That's my chicken wires. Yeah, that gives me the heebie-jeebies. I don't like it. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. I don't like getting stabbed.
Okay, it finally happened. It finally happened. Were you surprised that Danny and Angie, the light blue team, were the last and they went home this episode?
I was shocked. I did not see this coming. This is like a plot twist, okay? They weren't on my radar at all. I truly thought that they would be at least top three. If not win, because they've just been so good.
Losing their crew ruined everything for them.
Literally.
Ruined everything. Had they just gotten lost,
mm-hmm.
they could have come back from that, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But when they showed up on site without their crew, I think they were the second team on site. And by the time their crew showed up, they're the last team to start, or the second to last team. I think it's possible that Shane and Juan were behind them, but God, that ruined everything for them.
Sure did.
Yep. Bye-bye, crybaby. But you know what was so surprising is when he was being told that he's going home, he wasn't crying.
I think he was about to. Because I think his mom even said, don't cry or no crying or something.
God, and you know what? That one's on him. I mean, I guess his mom is behind the wheel and his mom could have been like, no, Danny, we're stopping.
Maybe I collectively blame them because they both decided to just, agreed. He said, okay, we're so close to the next stop. Let's just meet him there. And she said, okay. Tell me what to do. And that's what they did.
Bye.
So, Megan, were you so happy or so sad to see your favorite team go?
I've been waiting for this moment since this season aired. I know it's fucked up. I just cannot stand him. His mom is fine. Like, I don't mind Angie. I just cannot stand Danny. I did think, though, like you said, they were a really strong team, and I did think that they were going to be in the top three. So it was surprising.
I was bamboozled. I was like, what?
Yeah. So, Danny, if you're listening, I mean, yeah, I've said some nasty things about you, but I also said you were part of a strong team. So there's that.
It balances out.
Balances out. Balance, baby.
All right. So, who do we think is going to be the next eliminated? Let's lock in our predictions.
Okay. Since it's getting down to only a few more teams, should we stop picking the two teams we think are going to go home and start picking one? I have two teams, but
I have two.
Okay. How about next episode? We only pick one.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Okay. So for me, I have that I think it's either going to be Vaughn and Melissa, the purple team.
The purple team, okay.
Or it's going to be Amber and Vinny, light pink, because they're not working well together.
Okay, all right.
Who do you think is going to be eliminated?
I also have light pink.
Okay.
But for my other choice, I have Rod and Leticia because they just keep getting lost. I love them, but I think navigation.
You just think this is going to catch up to them?
Yeah, I think navigation might be what takes them out.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm. Anything's possible on The Amazing Race.
That's so true.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. I think we're all caught up on Amazing Race.
Yeah, we are. Yay. So we're kind of caught up on Vanderpump. A new episode just released this week, so we're pretty much caught. We're caught up on The Amazing Race, and we're behind on The Valley and everything else.
And Buying Beverly Hills and everything else.
Yeah, I think those are the only two right now, because all the Housewives are done airing. I can't wait for those to come back, though.
Yeah, and all the Traitors are done.
Oh, come back. They're talking about making the next season. So I'm so excited.
I love Traitors.
It's so good.
Can't come soon enough.
So good.
All right.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Amazing Race. If you like more Amazing Race content or reality TV content, you can go on to our Instagram and follow us on j.a.m.session and download and follow us on all of your favorite podcast streaming services.
All of them. Every single one.
All of them. We want you listening to us 5 times a day on every type of service offered.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.